Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to Concussion Talk Podcast. I'm Nick Mercer.
And I'm Erin Guilfoyle.
And before we get started today, I just want to thank my sponsor, Head Check Health. And then we'll talk to our guest, Michael Kaplan. Concussion Talk Podcast is presented by Head Check Health. Head Check Health bridges the gaps in concussion care through simple, powerful technology. Join organizations like the Canadian Football League, Trek Factory Racing, the Canadian Junior Hockey League, Eastern Washington University, and Volleyball Canada, who rely on HeadCheck Health to improve communication and optimize care. Visit HeadCheckHealth.com for more. Hi, welcome to Concussion Talk Podcast. Michael Kaplan. Kaplan is the fish we have here, and I was kind of confused, like, the first time ever, but just then I got confused. Anyway, thank you so much. Michael Kaplan is a lawyer in New York State and specializing in brain injury law. He's also the former president of the Brain Injury Association of New York State, the current chair of the Council of Traumatic Brain Injury, Council of New York State Coordinating Services. Sorry, can you, you can correct me when I finish my, but Coordinating Council of New York State on Traumatic Brain Injury, and a lecturer at George Washington University Law School, and the only course in the U.S. and anywhere else, as far as I don't know much about the law courses offered in Canada or elsewhere, but the only one in the U.S. that's in brain injury law, so that's just, the drug itself is just fascinating, but I'll ask Michael Kaplan, just again, Michael Kaplan, to introduce himself. So, please.
Thank you, Nick. You did a good job. Some of these were a more of a mouthful than anything else. I am a lawyer in New York. I'm with the law firm of DeCaro and Kaplan. Our website is www.brainlaw.com, and I've been a lawyer practicing for 40 years here in New York, with a concentration on representing individuals who have sustained a traumatic brain injury or an acquired brain injury through either negligence or medical malpractice or a defective product of some kind. In addition to my practice of law, I also teach at the George Washington University Law School, where I teach, as you said, the only course in brain injury law in the country, teaching our students and young lawyers on how to properly and effectively represent individuals who have sustained a brain injury and advocate for them in many different forums, besides in the courtroom with insurance companies, with health insurance providers, with Social Security, with veterans, with the Veterans Administration, and in the field of education to make sure that youngsters who have sustained a traumatic brain injury or a concussion receive proper resources in school once they return to the classroom. In addition to that, I currently serve as the chair of the New York State Traumatic Brain Injury Services Coordinating Council.
Okay. Thanks.
That's a big one. So we don't even say that. We just call it TBI-SCC for short.
Okay, that's it. That's better.
And this council was created many years ago by the New York State Legislature to provide advice and guidance and recommendations to the New York State Department of Health and the Commissioner of Health in areas of traumatic brain injury. Besides that, I've also had the honor and privilege of being the president of the Brain Injury Association of New York State for 9 years. I'm no longer the president of that association, but it was a very proud time in my life, being able to advocate in many different ways for people who have sustained a brain injury. And I've also had the honor and privilege of chairing the American Association for Justice Traumatic Brain Injury Litigation Group.
Wow.
So that's a little bit of my background, yeah. But more important than that, it's my assisting brain injury survivors to get the justice that they deserve.
Well, great. That's amazing. That's a full resume, obviously. And Aaron ask the questions now, because she's also local brain injury association. So Aaron, go for it.
Yeah. Hi, Michael. I work for the Newfoundland and Labrador Brain Injury Association here. So a nice connection there. I was kind of just wondering what attracted you to this field of law and with the Brain Injury Association itself.
Well, that's a kind of long story, and it's kind of many twists and turns, because I started college thinking I was going to be a physician until I didn't get very far in the field of chemistry.
I heard that story. You're saying
also interested in government and politics at that time in my life, and law became a very interesting vehicle to pursue that. While I was in law school, I had the privilege of working part-time with a personal injury law firm who mentored me and in the field of personal injury law. And I found that to be a very satisfying area of the law, because you're really working with the underdog to obtain justice and compensation for them when they become a victim. I don't like to use the word victim too often, but in this case I will, because they become a victim of someone else's careless conduct. They could have a brain injury or some other injury that develops. But it's because somebody wasn't careful. It's because somebody put profits over someone's safety. It's because a vehicle wasn't driven properly with proper care, or a truck wasn't operated properly or maintained properly, and the same for a building or a construction site, or even in a hospital or in a medical practice, care wasn't properly rendered to a patient, resulting in their injury. So one day, I was called upon to represent a fantastic gentleman who was in a horrific car crash in Brooklyn when his vehicle was struck by a truck. And as a result of this incident, he sustained some significant physical injuries, fractures, and these fractures all healed with very little problems as a result of that. But he was never the same again. He had memory problems. He had concentration problems. He had problems when he returned to work in terms of interaction with both his employer and co-employees. Family members would report that he would be forgetful around the house and leave pots on the stove on and not turn off the gas. Or he would just leave his home without taking a jacket in the wintertime. He'd go shopping and not return with the proper items. And his life was really turned upside down. But when you looked at him, he looked fine. Mm-hmm. When you talked to him, he sounded fine. So to the outside world, everything seemed to be okay. But in fact, it was far from okay. And in addition to these problems that I've just talked about, of course, this gentleman was very frustrated because no one understood what his invisible injury was all about. And this fascinated me.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And I began a journey to understand this silent injury of brain injury, what it was all about, and how it can affect a person. And I found that it became a very satisfying area of the law to pursue, to represent individuals with this injury and get the justice that they deserve.
That's amazing. Yeah, it really highlights just how invisible a lot of the symptoms of a brain injury can be. With that too, within the court system and legal system, a lot of it's confusing for any of us who have full function of anything. Like, I'm terrified of going into the legal system. How do you find that the navigation of it is with your clients? Like, could you walk through a little bit of that once you get a client who has had a brain injury?
Well, when you represent a person with a brain injury, there are some unique challenges that any attorney has to consider, because the attorney, let's start with the fact that the attorney is more than the attorney just for that particular case, because your client really doesn't have anyone else to turn to advise them, to listen to them, to provide direction to them. Unfortunately, in the world of brain injury, there are a lot of twists and turns in the road that nobody is willing to step up to the plate, so to speak, and deal with. When they leave a facility where they receive some short-term acute care right after their injury, no one tells them what to expect next. No one gives them any direction where they can go for services or support. Nobody tells them that they're going to have problems with their insurance carrier to try to get reimbursement for proper care. No one tells them that maybe they need to be seeing a neuropsychologist or a psychologist or a neuropsychiatrist or some other professional. I've had individuals who I've represented who've told me about problems that they've had, and I said to them, well, you know, you might want to see a neurooptometrist and get special glasses, prism glasses, to assist you. And, oh, I never heard about that. Nobody's ever discussed that with me. I said, yeah, that's the problem. It's not that people don't care, but they just don't know. This is a really new area of medicine, as it is a new area of the law. And there's no one else that our clients can turn to for assistance. So you have to pick up a lot of the drop pieces along the way, in addition to doing what you were retained to do, which is represent that individual in a case. But it's also important to know that a brain injury individual has other issues that we'd have to contend with as attorneys. Their ability to comprehend information is such that they might be only able to take it in small bits and pieces. So it's not that they can't comprehend what I'm saying, that they're not ignorant or stupid or anything like that. It's just that their brain is going slower and runs out of steam or energy. Their battery fails a lot sooner. So I can't expect someone with a brain injury to sit across from me at my desk for 2 hours. It's just not something that's possible. So I have to understand that we need to have frequent breaks.
Yeah.
I have to understand that my client might need to just get up and stretch and walk and readjust themselves. I might have to understand that my client might even need to take a nap.
It's such as, like, you wouldn't ask a person with a broken leg to stand on it your whole meeting. Of course, you'd give them a chair, so.
Exactly. And I understand that with some of my clients, well, I have to turn the lights down because the bright light bothers them. So there are other things that one has to be concerned about with a person with a brain injury. And, of course, I have to also understand that if they have memory problems, that's why they came to me. Well, they might not be able to remember everything that I told them. I can't get mad at them for that. It's not their fault. That's why they're in my office, because of that injury that they sustained. So, you know, you can't lose your temper. You can't shout. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't make it their memory get any better if you shout at them. But, you know, you have to always understand that is your client, and that's why they're seeing you. And you have to treat that individual with trust and with respect.
Yeah.
And that's, unfortunately, many times lacking in my profession. Because, again, not because my profession contains bad people, but because my profession, just like the medical profession,
contains
has
people.
Many individuals who don't understand what living with a brain injury is all about. Mm-hmm. So first, in order to properly represent a person with a brain injury, you have to understand what a brain injury is and how that affects every aspect of the individual's life.
Yeah, and that seems to be kind of what your course is about, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so I was going to ask you, you said you have to call it in like 5 minutes. So could you please just give us your course there, George Washington University, which is in Washington, D.C., I believe you said.
Yes.
So how do you get there? Because you're in New York State now. So you get there, you teach it, I guess, once a week explain just the course, what you teach in the course, and why it's important for young lawyers to know this.
So every week I take the Amtrak train down on Monday morning or Sunday night to Washington, and I teach my course. And Monday night I'll take the train back, and during the course of the week, if I need to have meetings or conversations with my students, we could do it by Skype or Zoom or something like that. But I'll spend my whole day in Washington on Mondays so I could have that time to interact during the course of the day with my students in addition to the classroom time. But the course starts by talking about what is the epidemiology of brain injury, where these brain injuries occur, from falls, from automobile accidents, from domestic violence in the military, from blasts. We review the legislative history of what's taken place in the United States with the TBI Act, and what's that accomplished, and unfortunately, what still needs to be accomplished. So we talk about brain injury in the historical sense. We talk about why and when and how the Brain Injury Association of America was started. And then we go into a discussion in the following weeks about what is a concussion, what is a brain injury, and how the brain is injured. Because in the courtroom, we need to prove how that injury occurred. So we have to understand that from a medical aspect in order to be able to put witnesses on the witness stand to explain this to a jury.
Right.
And then we start from there talking about all the different other aspects of brain injury and the types of proof that we need in a courtroom, from problems with the fact that in many or most instances, the CAT scan or the MRI scan will be normal, and how we go about dealing with that. We talk about using new types of neuroradiological evidence, such as DTI testing and PET scans to prove that the person had a brain injury. We talk about the economic consequences of a brain injury and how that impedes an individual's ability to get a job or keep a job or get a new job. We talk about other vocational areas and life care plans and why they're important in a brain injury case. We talk about what happens with the defendants and their misuse of what they call malingering tests to attack the credibility of our clients, and the importance of using what I call before and after witnesses who really know our clients best, because I say the best proof of a brain injury is life. Mm-hmm. If we want to know how this injury has affected your life, we need to bring together people who knew before your injury and explain to the jury what they have observed in terms of the differences in all aspects of your life, because that's very important to understand. And we talk about sports injuries and concussion management in sports. And we talk of the NFL case and the problems with that settlement and what's that generated. So for 13 weeks, we really go in depth into all areas of traumatic brain injury. We talk about Medicare and Medicaid and insurance issues. And we really try to bring it all together, so when a student leaves my course, they're very qualified in terms of representing an individual who had a brain injury.
That's good. Oh, sorry, Aaron. I was going to say, because now it looks like it's bedtime for you. You have to, now you have another call you have to do, but this is just you know so much about brain injury and obviously the law, obviously, so just hoping, I'd love to chat with you sometime. And yes, and but for right now, our time is over now with Michael Kaplan. I said it again. Jeez, I'll let you go. We're not training correctly. And
that's okay, Nick. It's Kaplan, and Kaplan. The name of the firm is DeCaron Kaplan.
DeCaron Kaplan.
And the website is brainlaw.com.
And where else people can reach you? Facebook or Instagram?
I think the website is the best way to reach me. And every week right now, we're putting out another video called The Brain Injury Insider, discussing another aspect of brain injury. And if you go to our website, you could subscribe to this as well. And we have other unique offerings to your listeners that they could get on our website.
Great.
That are all complimentary.
I'll definitely go check it out now. So thank you so much. And Good luck with your course and with your any other and this next call you have to get on. So good luck with that. Thank you.
Aaron and Nick, thank you, and I look forward to coming back on your podcast again in the future.
Thank you.
Thanks.
The music at the beginning of this podcast is by Ben Sound. www.bensound.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.